Hello and welcome. The Real Estate of Fear is a journey in discovering different aspects of ourselves, overcoming fear, becoming a better communicator, and gaining confidence. Based on talks given by young women speakers who are emerging in the professional and technical communications world, each episode is centered on a common theme: fear and how fear influences the life choices we make. The Real Estate of Fear is hosted by Pamela Drake, Samantha Pelosanti, Mariah Raja, and Jodi Ann Stevenson. Thank you. The fear of criticism is an insurmountable barrier that stops many people from realizing their full potential. But exactly what is criticism, and why do we get so fearful and defensive when someone criticizes us? An investigation of the relationship between the fear of receiving negative criticism and of taking academic risks through canonical correlation analysis is a study by Bayram Seaton. Seaton describes the fear of receiving negative criticism as feeling excessive and constant anxiety, doubting one's own talent and ability to perform. Furthermore, the fear of being negatively evaluated also has influence over an individual's behaviors during the learning and teaching processes. Therefore, further decreases in the student's tendency to learn, for academic self-esteem, and often leads to exam anxiety. There are two types of criticism: constructive criticism and destructive criticism. Constructive criticism is a form of communication that offers guidance and support. It is sincere and motivated by a desire to help us improve and grow. What is important about constructive criticism is the message and not the messenger. Destructive criticism often attacks and offends a person. It is intended to be harmful and can lower our self-esteem. It is true that both forms are difficult to deal with and can hurt our feelings, but learning how to cope with criticism can reduce the fear and discouragement we often feel. As a young girl, I was smart and creative, but I was also shy and had a fear of being in the limelight. Because of that, I became defensive and self-conscious, and when others would comment on my performance, I would take it personal. Even when it was my boss giving me constructive criticism, it was still difficult to take. Moreover, I became discouraged at times and internalized it. So years later, I learned how to cope with criticism, and I wanted to know how other people cope. After all, no one's perfect, and we all make mistakes. So I randomly asked several people the same question: have you ever been criticized, and how did it make you feel? And how did you cope with it? Here are just a few responses. Have you ever been criticized, and how did it make you feel?
I have been criticized, and it made me feel very fearful, and I had anxiety because it was not a constructive criticism, and I didn't know how it would impact my job.
And how did you cope with that criticism?
After thinking about it, I turned it around and I learned from it, and I took the positive out of it, and I did better for myself.
Thank you. Have you ever been criticized, and how did it make you feel?
Yes, I have been criticized. It made me feel uneasy.
And how did you cope with it?
The way I cope with criticism is usually I mull it over for a little while, and then usually ask other people about their opinion of what the other person said, and then I'll go around and change or do a fixture of the things that I need to fix, and then I'll do it that way.
Thank you very much. The reality is that we all make mistakes and we all judge. Criticism is a part of life and will never stop. It never feels comfortable to be critiqued, especially if someone misjudges our intentions. But we can either use it in a positive way or a negative way. Whether at school or work, or in our personal lives, the first step in dealing with criticism is to evaluate the person delivering the message. Who is the person, and how was it given? It was Dale Carnegie that said, "Any fool can criticize, complain, and condemn. And most fools do. But it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving." It's difficult for us to accept criticism when it's coming from someone who is not credible in our eyes. So you should determine if you value their opinion. What is the intention of the person who is criticizing you? Are they judgmental? Do they mean well? Is it someone you like and respect? Or is it someone you would rather keep away from? Or maybe it's a boss who you have to take seriously because it could cost you your job. Once you determine the value of the person, it becomes easier to detach the criticism from the person and the surroundings. The second step is to deconstruct the criticism. By that, I mean that you should look for something, even if it's just a grain, that you can take away from what is being said to better yourself. This takes tolerance, patience, and understanding. But you can't grow and improve if you can't take criticism. So the key thing to do is to step back and look at what is being said and focus on the parts that are most useful. You may find that there's some truth to what is being said. It was the famous Winston Churchill who said, "Criticism may not be agreeable, but it is necessary. It fulfills the same function as pain in the human body. It calls attention to an unhealthy state of things." Frank Clark said, "Criticism, like rain, should be gentle enough to nourish a man's growth without destroying his roots." But regardless of whether the criticism has any basis or not, what really counts is our attitude towards it. Just remember, criticism is only someone else's opinion, and we have the power to take it or leave it. We make our own choices and we decide what we should pay attention to. So now when I'm criticized, I externalize it and I focus on my performance and not my character. At work, I use criticism as an opportunity to perform even better than before. I hope that this episode has been helpful to you in teaching you steps to overcome criticism. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more episodes to come.